And we're going to begin, you got your handout from last week, but we're going to begin Galatians 1:1. Hold on both of those handouts because we'll be using them from time to time as we go to those foolish Galatians. All right, Galatians 1:1, and that's where we're going to begin on this Lord's Day morning. All right, Galatians 1:1, all right. And then we're going to begin there. And I hope you got your handouts from our last study together. Galatians 1 and verse number 1. Again, and let's go ahead and begin today. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ. And God the Father who raised him from the dead. I want you to write Acts chapter 1 there. Acts chapter 1. I want you to write that there to emphasize, because you got a lot of men around today said they are apostles, men and women, not just men. Beginning in verse number 21-22 of Acts chapter 1 to understand the qualifications to be an apostle. And all brethren, by the way, brethren, right, 21, we do know that, right, 21, which are with me. And the reason why I reemphasize that, reiterate that redundantly is for us to don't forget 39 and 27. And I hope you got that engraved in your spiritual understanding. Ephesians 5:17. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Just that verse alone would tell you that to have peace and to have grace, you got to be in Christ Jesus through our Father. Amen. That's a benefit. Amen. Make sure your seal ain't broken. Amen. Who gave himself, Luke 19:10. Why did he come? Seek and save that which was lost. For our sins, Galatians 4:4, Genesis 3:15. See, when you say stuff like that, see, these words should come to your remembrance. Like, enmity, see, to bruise. Am I right? See, head, the heel, in relationship as to the seed promise of Genesis 3:15, reinforced to Galatians 4:4, amen, as to why Jesus came. You know, a lot of people are religious, say they're religious, but they don't even know Jesus came. How can you know not Jesus came if you don't understand the Old Testament? Is that right? As to why he came. Amen. Because when you go back to Ephesians, and let's go there right quick, go to Ephesians chapter 1, amen, beginning in verse 4, if you're there, right, 3:10, right? See, it gives you purpose. According as he has chosen us, I got mine on the line, right? In Jesus. In him, Jesus, right? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. See, denominationalism popped up 600 years too late. Amen. But we who are us in him, who got grace and peace, amen. Because we are what? Brothering, amen. Because we obeyed the gospel and believed Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and got in the church, Act 1, and living and the seal not broken. Amen. Am I right? See, we got grace in people. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, it don't come just because you got baptized. Yes, it do, but you got to beat our faith unto death. So a lot of people get baptized and that's all they do. See, John 8, you got to continue in his word. This is a 24/7, 365-day job, amen? See, you work 24/7, amen, amen. But in order for you to work, it got to be faith there. Faith there, you got to be understanding, amen. And you can't understand if you don't know the tools to understand with. And the only tools is the perfect law of liberty, amen. So when I'm redundantly, and sometimes you sit there and say, he keeps saying that over and over again. Yes, I am. I'm saying that because I want to still be peaceful. See, ain't no way in the world people in the church should ever fight. Now, we can disagree, but the word of God going to straighten it out. And then we're in the world, husband and wife go fight and fall out and not speak for 3 days. Amen. Because the word of God going to straighten it out. Amen. Said disagreement should never last no longer than 3 minutes. Shake your head. Amen. Because you got that understanding. Amen. To know, am I right? In order to make the changes, to make the transformation in your life, in order for grace and peace to stay there. Amen. Why? Because we brethren. Is that right? You see, we couldn't have had that if you weren't us. If we weren't preordained before the foundation of the world. If you don't know why he came. And that's the reason why I'm emphasizing this so much. Because it's a shame to go to church every Sunday, but still don't have a seal. It's a shame, to come to church every Sunday and don't have peace in your home. Amen. Now you know whether it's peaceful or whether it's unpeaceful. Amen. You can fool some of the people all the time, but you never fool God. Amen. Am I right? So the point that I'm saying, let the word of God work for you. Don't let it work against you. See, don't let it work against you. And that's the reason why I just do this redundantly over and over again. Reinforcement. Because see, we're fighting a strong element called the devil. Amen. See, he was here before we got here. See, he know more than we know. Amen. And the only way we're going to whip him, we're going to whip him with the power of the word of God. Amen. Am I right? See, like I told you Wednesday night. See, in the church, you don't need nothing but the Bible. You don't need nothing else. See, people want to add programs, they want to add this, they want to add this. You don't need none of that. We can meet in a chicken coop. But got the word. That's all that matters, amen? See, one of the biggest mistakes spirituality made, church folk made, they define church as wrong. Steeple, pews. See, how do you see the church? Oh, that's that big old building up on the hill. That's not the church. That's a building. Amen. It's going to be destroyed by fire one day. Amen. See, so we say this that we may have grace and peace, and that's the reason why. But let me hear. According to his chosen in him, in Jesus. I like that by the word him, by that pronoun. Just write Jesus. I mean, I know you see him there, but don't look better if we say Jesus. Don't look better for you if you see Jesus' name there. See, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us. See, having chosen us unto the adoption, Romans 8, 16 and 17, that make us heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. That's why we got grace and peace, amen. Because we family, amen. It's good to see our family this morning, amen. Am I right? Because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. See, adoption of children by Jesus Christ. There you go again. They'll benefit. Because Jesus Christ never came. We couldn't be family. We couldn't be a part of the ecclesia. We couldn't be a part of the church. To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. The word will mean purpose, intent, when? Before the foundation of the earth. That's why we got great peace. See, I don't care what Ruby Sheldon said. I don't care what Max Lucado said, all those crazy men. See, when they teach that saved people in all churches, or it makes no, man, come on. When you say that, you're saying the Holy Spirit is a lie. Amen. See, and that's a good thing that we have. And then go right quick to Ephesians 3:10, because Ephesians 3 and 10, it tells us, see, to the intent, that's that word again, to the will, to the intent, to the purpose that was preordained before the foundation of the world, while he came, that now unto the principalities and powers, Romans 1:16, where in heavenly places, by the way, heavenly places, put spirituality, spirit. See, you can put a small S and a big S. Because see, big S to get the little S to get the big S. Your attitude got to be right to receive and grasp the word. Your spirit got to be right for the word, the seed to penetrate, Luke 8:11. See, if your spirit ain't right, your attitude ain't right, sin there, the big S ain't going to come because your attitude is wrong. Amen. Y'all understand what I just said? See, your big S got to be right for the big S to work. See, anywhere in the world you're going to raise hell all week and your spirit be bad and come up here and worship God in spirit and in truth. Ain't nowhere in the world you got all against your brother and don't know how to forgive him, don't know how to love, and the big S to work. See, people come in church and be mad. See, people come in church and get angry. See, your S ain't right. See, your little S ain't right. Your big S ain't going to work right. And then when your little S ain't right, your big S ain't right, you're going to have your seal broken. You need all three S's, amen? And I'm not talking about Superman either. Y'all understand what I just said? See, the big S is your attitude. And the attitude not only involves worship, but it involves everyday life. How you walk, how you talk, how people see you. What kind of spirit do you have? See, because our spirit has to reflect the 21 books. Right? And that spirit is built because of that big spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. That caused us not to quench the spirit, amen. Because when you quench the spirit, when you don't let the word of God work because you let sin in your life, number one, you don't have a seal. Because the only way you can quench the spirit, because that's the reason why you quench it. See, all these churches of Christ, I'm not talking about denominationalism now, churches of Christ that are doing things contrary to the word of God, is a reason why they do it. Whenever you read the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, and when God speaks to you through the word, amen, and when you don't obey it, amen, it's a reason. It's something in there that's stopping the seed from penetrating. You with me? So that the spirit can't work. That's the reason why you need to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. You do this every day. Every day. That's the reason why I'm so excited about us reading the Bible together. Amen. See, so I'm so excited. See, you don't have to wait to say it to send a comment. You can say it anytime you want to. You can send two or three. Amen. And if it'll get that bad, well, we get more than I can put on two pages. I start bringing something back on Wednesday. Amen. We'll start saying 13A. 13B. 13C. Amen. Because see, to edify, we're here to build and grow. And guess what? We need everybody to do it together. Amen. Why? Because we got an adversary called the devil. Go ahead, Terry. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. We knew it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's right. Hey, you remember that term they used to use, speak with the Bible? Silent was what? You remember that? See, back in the 60s and 70s, men preached the word. See, whenever you step God's word. Amen. And you begin to let little things creep in. It don't have to be much. See, the devil take a little and make a lot. You understand what I'm saying? See, you got to be laser focused on the word. You got to be steadfast. You got to stand fast. You just can't take your eyes off of it. But you just got a different breed of people in the church, and the reason why we have it because 1 John 2:15. See, love not the world, neither thing that in the world. The love of the world is now the Father through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. See, we got too much. It's too much choice we have to make in life. Amen. See, it's like people say, well, I'm looking for a church home. Well, the only prerequisite to find a church home would be truth. You should never judge a church by the size, how well the preacher can preach, the programs that they have. Because see, when you begin to do that at that point, see, you're looking for the wrong thing. If I visit a church, the first thing I'm going to see is truth being preached. That's the only thing I want. See, I don't care if 5 people going there or where it's 100. See, and I was telling a preacher the other day of the conservative nature. It scares me, brother, because, see, sometimes the larger you get, the more you begin to bend a little bit. Because, see, what you have to do is try to please too many people. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, everybody in this church is not going to be saved. And I'm not saying it to be ugly, neither. So you think about it, when you multiply about 100, begin to make changes, you understand what I'm saying, to appease people in order to keep either money coming, keep your programs going, or wherever it may be. Because the more that you have, the more money you need to upkeep. That's anything. The bigger your house, the more money you're going to need. It's just that simple. I mean, your light bill going to be bigger, your gas bill going to be bigger. That's what it is. Versus, you know, if you got very little, your mindset is just, you got a humble spirit. Well, instead you find yourself. I'm not saying you can't have that with big homes. I'm not saying that. But I am saying we have to be careful. And that's the difference what you're talking about. See, we were known as Bible believing. We understood the Bible. Man, preachers could preach, man. Am I right, Ted? Man, you got some men could preach. And they ain't have no fear. Man, they'll preach. Nowadays you can't call names. Man, that negative preaching. You're just picking that up. See, better they ain't at your, see, you don't understand, they ain't at your level. What level? We're all on the same level. We got the same book. 66 books, am I right? Don't start me. Come on, Terry. Leave me alone. But let me tell you something. If you miss intent, if you miss will, and you miss purpose, see, you're not going to understand what Paul is saying here. That is, number one, we are brothering through, and we have grace and peace through Jesus Christ. Why? Because what he did for us. See, and if you don't understand that relationship, you ain't going to understand nothing. See, because I say this now, stand on y'all correct me wrong. You should never leave a church, Alicia, because of doctrinal errors. Now, you can leave because maybe you find one closer to your home. Or you may leave because it's more convenient. But you should never disagree because, see, we're all the church of Christ. We're all supposed to be speaking the same thing. Now, and wherever you go, if we're doing it, they should be doing it. But the devil know. See, so what we'll do, well, you get mad here because the women can't speak. Well, we'll go where they can. Well, somebody got to be wrong. Either we wrong, but they can't, or they wrong while they can. Am I right? Or you get mad because we don't get a Lord's Supper on Sunday evening. Well, I'm going to go where you can give it. Well, somebody got to be wrong. But I can say this here. When I understand 1 Corinthians 11, I understand worship when the Bible says, this is the Lord's Day. Am I right? Am I right? And we're commanded to do all 5. Am I right? And you know what time the church is going to assemble. The whole church come in one place, and we're going to do all 5 hours of worship. And if you miss it, whose fault it is? Now, don't get mad at the church. You better examine yourself as to why you ain't here. But here we go again. They can go somewhere else. And then we can say, well, you know they got the word. Well, you know what the word of God said too. Right? Don't get me started. Come on, let's go back. So let's go back to Galatians. Y'all with me? Y'all correct me wrong. But you're right, Terry. You so right. See, and it scares me that every day that go by, we get weaker and weaker. See, the church is getting weaker and weaker. It's happening, man. See, generation to generation. See, if we don't stand on the word here, see, when your children get to be grown, it ain't gonna surprise me that it's gonna be optional with instrumental music. See, it's gonna be optional with the Lord's Supper. It's changing now, man. I'm telling you, it's changing now. You don't see it. And not only is the liberal church do it, but some of the conservative church begin to be in just a little bit. You don't believe me, just look. It's happening. See, when a preacher sit there and tell me, well, brother, I don't agree about the Lord's Supper being done in the evening, but they do it. But and you still there? And you a preacher? I'll go along with it. But they want to do it. I'm gonna, you go along with it? Or when an elder tell me, well, y'all offended by us doing the Lord's Supper? He was really concerned. You worry about what we were offended. You ain't offending me, you better be offending him. Ain't that something? He can worry about what I'm concerned about being offended. Amen. You didn't offend me because I ain't got to partake of your evil deeds. Amen. You better be worried about him. Go ahead, my brother. How can you have understanding when you don't know? You have to see. How can they? See, how can they have understanding on how to handle something on a spiritual nature when you don't know what the Word of God is saying? You know what I'm saying? See, that's the world. See, I don't expect the world to know. Right? But except our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. See, we are the light. We are the salt. We are those written epistles written in red in the heart of all men. And because of that, brethren, we should be the leading force out there for people to see Jesus. See, yeah. See, it's like that man the other day. Oh, we got a spiritual leader at work now. I said, who it is? And it was a woman preacher. And I told him, she ain't my leader. I ain't say spiritual leader. I left that word off. He said, well, you always against. I said, first of all, this is a business. It don't have anything to do with spirituality. Amen. Now, you could be spiritual, but in a business, but you got to separate them. He said, what you going to do about it? I said, I'm not going to do anything about it, but I'm not going to partake in it. So they got ready to close the meeting the other day, and they said, by hand. Wait a minute. I said, Then after it was over with, I called him to the side, and I told him, I will not be back. Because, see, you disrespect me. Because you know how I feel. You understand? That's disrespectful to my feelings. So, and I'm not going to partake of it. You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why is, see, Christians have to take a stand. You got to stand up for Jesus. Amen. Am I right? See, you can say, well, bro, Al, you ain't that, man. Yeah, man. You got to take a stand, man, because if you don't, the devil will run over you. Amen. See, I'm not going to give the devil a nudge. Am I right? See, you got to stand up for them 24/7 on the job. See, you got to let people know where you stand. Because if they don't, it going to run over you. Amen? And sooner or later, you'll be shake, go along with them. Am I right? But go with me. The first I mean, 8, right quick. And I know we've probably been reading on long, but I read that chapter about 4 times. And the reason why, I'm going to go with Terry, with piggybacking on here. 1 Samuel 8. And I ain't going to read the whole thing, but beginning in verse 4. I want you to see what they say. That's the attitude, man. See, look what they said. He said, then all the elders, see, the elders are plural, right, of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said to him, look, you are old. That sounds like excuses. Now, what they got to do with it? You're old. And your son do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us. Look what it says. Like all nations. And that's what happened today in the world today. Don't we want to be just like everybody is? You know, Wayne Kilpatrick said, how are we going to compete with the Dawsons? How are we going to compete with Edgewood? How are we going to compete? Brother, it ain't no competition. We're the best. We're after God. We're John after Jesus Christ. We are brethren. Ain't that something, brother? And then it goes on to say that, hey, you forgot what I did for you. You forgot how I brought you out of Egypt. Ain't that what it said? Read the chapter. You forgot. Same thing today. We forgot how good God is. Amen. We forgot that God woke us up this morning. Amen. And then we call ourselves Christians. And you fail to study? Or you ain't got time? Are you too busy to come to an understanding of God's word? You knew that the day was the Lord's day? Amen. Come on, brother. And you gonna let a just over broke job stop you from being with the saints of God? Come on. That don't make no sense, do it, brother. But let me tell you something. It ain't gonna happen, brother. And the preacher and the devil know it, as long as preachers are watering down the gospel. Now, you can talk about me. You can talk about me. Whatever you want to say. But see, I'm going to be held accountable to preach the word in season, out of season. You don't have to like me. You don't have to speak to me. And you can say, our life's crazy. Yeah, I am crazy for Jesus. Amen. But you need some preachers going to have some guts. Am I right? And stand on the word. Heard you say like who? Like Joshua. Am I right? See, and that's the good thing. But see, you ain't going to understand it, John, if you don't understand intent and purpose. How you going to understand? When you understand what it is. How you going to understand if you ask 4 or 5 people, how many books in the Bible? How many books in the Bible? I ain't never thought of it. But you go to church every Sunday and you tote a book and you don't know how many in there? Huh? Come on. That don't make sense. And I'm not talking about denominationalism. Start talking about church folk. Now, I'm not talking about 39, 27, 5, 12, 5, 17. I'm not talking about 4-1, 17-1. You can't get that deep. That's elementary. Same problem in Hebrew 5, am I right, brother? See, they need to be retaught the first principle, the first argument, because they were still babes in Christ. See, hang gone nowhere. And that's a shame, amen. And let me tell you something, brother. Don't you take this for granted. Some of you taking it for granted. See, I came in here Thursday, and Alvin Brown was so diligent and passed those paperwork out. Some of you even have the disc. You could at least took it out there and threw it away. Deliver it there. I picked up paper that the Lord's money purchased the copy machine, the paper, the printer with to give to you to grow by, and you don't even have the audacity to even throw it away. Just leave it. Okay. You'd be better off saying, don't give it to me. I don't want it. Right? Am I being too nitpicky? Because we take it for granted, don't we? And you shouldn't do that. So, boy, it's good to be saved. Amen. It's good to have that seal and still there. I do that about 3 or 4 times a day, especially when I get around us. And that us ain't Christians neither. I'm about to find that, but we get the tape going. I ain't want to use the other word. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Our children, my children. They can break mine too sometimes. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. Y'all think I'm crazy when I do stuff like that. Man, you got to have that seal. I see mine. Don't you see yours? I don't see it. I see you by my understanding. See, my understanding, what I know, give me the assurance to know. Amen. It get jeopardized sometimes. I'm just telling you. Sometimes it get a little shaky. Amen. Sometimes I find myself running. Amen. I have to regroup. Sometimes you got to regroup, don't you, y'all? Sometimes you just check it online to regroup. See, sometimes you just go find that book. And I don't try to let mine stay away from it too far where I can just go grab it. You understand what I'm saying? See, and then sometimes when I'm texting out, see, I'm texting for a purpose. I'm texting because, see, I'm reinforcing to me because, see, sometimes I may be in a little spiritual trouble. Then I'm texting back to you. Everyone, I want y'all to take me back. Because when y'all take me back, that helped me. Amen. And then when I don't get no text, I say, oh, Jesus. I'm by myself. You got to use what you got, brethren. We live in a world. And why can't we use it? The spiritual edification. Y'all with me? So let's go back to Galatians. Amen. Edify, build, and grow it. Amen. Edify, building, and grow it. Amen. That's what we're doing, amen. We edify one another, 1 Corinthians 12:12, because there are many members, but they're one body. Am I right? We're building, amen. We're building, amen. Philippians 2:12, because we're working on our salvation with fear and trembling, amen. Edify, building, and we're growing together, amen. Because we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen. And we do it every day, and that's the reason why, if you ain't reading with us, something wrong with you. And I see it. So, grace, back to Galatians. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what you need to underline by verse number 3. We got grace, unmerited favor, not because we've been so good. Man, Romans 6:23, we all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Not because we've been so good, but by the grace of God. You're here this morning because of the grace of God. Not because of who you are, but by the grace of God, that we have peace, amen, from God, amen, the Father, amen, from our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Am I right? Am I right? Because we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Then we talked about who gave himself for us. And we talked about that. You need to understand that word gave and know why, how he gave us. That he might deliver us from this right now. Present, right? Right now. So you got to forget the past, right? Amen. And press on toward the mark. You remember that text I sent the other day? So you got to handle your regrets. Amen. See, and press on toward the mark. Am I right? From this present evil world, which means that the world we live in is evil. Amen. Underline that word present, right now. See, he died that we might be delivered right now. He's with us right now. We got that seal, amen. Am I right? According to the will of God and our Father, that is, that he made us a Christian and he didn't forget about us, amen. Not a benefit for being a Christian. Amen. Number 21 books help you do. See, stay in the will, stay in the intent, stay in the purpose. Amen. So he can protect us from this present evil world. Guess what, y'all? There's evil all around us. I don't care how good a job you have, evil there. You got folk want to hurt you. Amen. They don't like you. I say it all the time. See, you say, my friend. Well, if that friend can't take you in a positive spiritual way, he ain't your friend. See, tell one of my children, everybody ain't your friend. It's hard to find a friend. Amen. But when you find one, ain't his spirit match up with your spirit, then you can say that. How can they be your friend if, number one, they in an evil world? How can something in this present evil world benefit you? I help you. Hey. Do you understand what I'm saying? How can people around you, amen, that don't have grace, that don't have peace, that not only in Christ Jesus, amen, be a benefit to you? Now, don't get me wrong, you can have associates. We love everybody. Amen. We'll be nice to everybody. But it goes on fault. Amen. I like you, but I sure don't have to hang with you. Amen. See, they say, we're going to watch the football game. The whole office is going to meet down there at Old Charlie's, and we're going to watch the football game. No, I ain't going to go with you. Because y'all going to be drinking beer and doing everything else. Am I right? Now, that one part I ain't going to. Come on. Are we all going to meet and have a business meeting at the Old Charlie's? And I ain't going. That ain't the proper place to have it. Amen. Y'all with me? So you got to take a stance. Because we in this present evil world. Amen. Am I right? Is that being too difficult? Y'all with me? Because see, you got to protect yourself. Because the devil don't need but an inch to it. Am I right? Because see, he already know what we on. Amen. Am I right? Well, he told Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be turned to what? What wrong? He said, I ain't ate for 40 days and 40 what? He had to be hungry. And he knew it, didn't he? Am I right? So if he had the audacity to approach Jesus and give him an ultimatum, what he think he going to do to me and you? It's going to be worse. And then you ain't got no understanding there. And you ain't got no knowledge there. And then you hanging with the present evil world? Y'all see it? And then you're going to wonder why you ain't growing. And you're going to wonder why you are not happy. You're going to wonder why your marriage ain't a good marriage. You ain't a happy marriage. Well, you're bringing it on yourself. It's your fault. You ain't following the book. Amen. The only relationship that we have with the world is to teach them truth. By the life that we live. That's it. Love, be kind. Amen. By my example, by my life, by me being that ambassador, that they must see Jesus in me to ask that question, what must I do to be saved? Only relationship. Other than that, come ye out from among them. Amen. Someone say, man, I ain't know they had that weird recession. They were electric sliding. Man, they had a bar. I didn't know they were going to do all that. Well, I did. What make you think? Because they've been doing it all the time. And the reason why I know it, they know how to do it. They know how to do it to the left and to the right. For your feet. You know how to do all that stuff. You just didn't learn it that day. Shake your head. Do that make sense? Then you go, let me leave y'all alone. See, y'all with me? What's wrong, Katrina? Huh? Well, I talked to you about it. Okay. She wasn't noticing somebody, not here. Somebody did, but it wasn't here. But anyway, let's go back to the word. We've got about 2 minutes. And to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now start right there because I'm going to go back and refresh. Okay? Then we're going to get to why he's surprised. Amen. And what we're saying. But why are we surprised? Well, number one, we're surprised because they don't have grace and peace. Even though they're a brother, right? See, a brother don't have grace and peace, you're going to be surprised. Right? If you ain't got grace and peace in your life through the Father, through Jesus, you're going to be surprised. So you shouldn't be surprised. Because if you ain't got grace and peace through the Father, through Jesus, nothing going to happen. Why? But look at the next verse. You're in this present evil world. If you don't know why Jesus came, why God gave him to us. And understand intent and will, utilizing the book, you're going to drop down verse 5, 6 and say, I'm surprised. See, I'm not surprised what the world does. See, I'm not surprised what the church do. Because see, they have not put on the whole armor of God to fight the wiles of the devil. See, when you don't know God's intent, when you don't know God's purpose, see, how in the world you're going to understand what God's will is? Right? See, and that's the problem. So when you get down to verse number 6, he said, I'm surprised. See, if they would have had all the above, this would never have happened. If we don't never go no further in Galatians, start right here, and you apply these biblical principles to your life today, see, in life, see, I don't have to look at you and you don't have to look at me and be surprised, because we're all going to be doing the same thing, because we're going to do it in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you, bro, it works. It works all the time. See, not only are you doing an injustice to yourself, but you're doing an injustice to everybody around you. Because see, people are not going to change when you're just like them. Why would they change? When you're just like them, when they don't see no difference in you. See, but see, it ain't gonna happen when we don't understand. And if you don't understand, you ain't gonna know. See, the rudiments of elementary spirituality is the basic concept is the book. Right? But you got to know how to operate the book. See, and when we get in Galatians, see, he goes back to defend, see, why they need not to want to go back to the law. We're going to see it. Well, we need to defend today. Well, why do you want to be president of the evil world? Why? Change is going to be made. Because, see, some of us keep doing the same thing over and over again. And it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. Sure, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But when you sin, you need to analyze it and straighten it out. Who, what, when, where. Right? See, and begin to ask those questions and be serious about those questions and begin to pluck those things out your life. But I guarantee you, all the who's, the what's, the when's, and the where, the present evil world is... All the elements is the presence of the evil world. And the reason why, because you don't have the understanding how to get rid of it. Someone said, well, now it may be that they don't want to get rid of it. Well, that might be true too. But the main thing is they don't know how. And that's what's wrong with churches today. And Brother Terry, when preachers don't preach truth, when preachers preach emotion, or when preachers preach to feel good, or preachers preach to make it seem beautiful, you're preaching for the wrong reasons. See. And that's what the devil has done. See. And it's creeping in the church. See. And they're doing it by the buildings we're building, by activity that they create. See? Because, see, it's the wrong motive. Because, see, we give you a little bit to make you happy. You're going to want more. See, that's the reason why you start dating young people and you start buying these young girls things that you can't afford. And they're going to be used to getting them. Hello? And then when you marry them, what do you think they're going to want? More. And then when you can't give it to them, you got problems. Amen. Then they'll say, "Brother, I need the church to pray for me and my wife." Well, you should have never bought what you couldn't afford. So she couldn't accept you for who you were. Amen. Amen. Y'all believe it, keep on living. Y'all saw that picture downstairs of me. I was a good-looking old boy. There wasn't a dog. I forgot how to call Dar's name, but I said that. But look at me now. So she got to be something now. Ain't got no money to buy no diamonds. Only thing, I bought about 4 sneakers this week. But anyway, we're out of time. Okay? Y'all with me? Now, next week we're going to pick up. Now, then what you need to do, go back one more time. Go back one more time. Underline the word brethren, okay? Underline the word grace and peace. Underline the word gave. Underline present world, amen. Where you should understand that because he gave him to us, but you're going to lose it in this present evil world. Is that right, Brother Fraser? Ain't that right? Y'all got that? Because if you don't, that word marvel, I'm so surprised. I didn't know that church was like that. I didn't know he was like that. I'm going to be surprised. See? And that's going to happen. It's going to happen every time. Amen. Think about this week. Amen. See, when you begin to hang or something happening in your life, go back and evaluate 2 Corinthians 13:5 and look at it and see that every time it happens, it's because of this present evil world. You with me? Okay. Let's pray together. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings.